you till savings.
Another great offer from Jim Flanagan's Centra Food Store, North Main Street, Jaws. Leave your films in for processing at Centra, and it costs just £2.99 for all sizes, plus a free film, and an extra set of prints for just £1.50. Another super offer from Jim Flanagan's Centra Food Store, North Main Street, Jaws. So get clicking and save at Centra.
Hennessy's Furnishings, Yole, a world of quality furniture. With a large selection of three-piece suites, wall units, kitchen tables and chairs, luxury beds, single and double, bunk beds, a superb range of occasional furniture, plus the latest in washing machines from Philips. Whether you're decorating from top to bottom, looking for an addition to your home, or gift hunting for family and friends, you'll find all you need at Hennessy's Furnishings, Yole, on 024-92595.
Attention homeowners, the Decor Design Sale is now on, with prices slashed in wallpapers and paints, many items at half price. For absolutely incredible value, hurry along to the Decor Design Sale, now on at 9 South Main Street, Yall.
And welcome back after the commercial break. Well, the time is coming up fast from 10 to 1, which just leaves me time to play my very last dedication. And of course, I couldn't go away without playing something for all the residents out there in the welfare home, the matron, nurses and staff, and not forgetting, of course, all the patients and the hard-working staff up there in our cottage hospital, all our friends and staff up there in St. Raphael's and all over the Sacred Heart. And indeed, I'd like to include all our visitors to the town for the weekend, and anyone who might be feeling a little bit low on themselves, do hope this next one will cheer you up. It's the Connemara Cradle Song by Maisie McDaniels.
On the wings of the wind, o'er the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind.
Thank you.
that's all from me for this week. I do hope you enjoyed the program. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. Unfortunately, I won't be with you next Monday morning. My new time on a Monday now is from 4 to 5. I do hope you can join me then. I'd like to say thank you to my sound engineer this morning, Jim Coleman, for all his help. And until next Monday, goodbye. God bless.
Tune to Community Radio Yall, broadcasting on medium wave and VHFT all town and the surrounding areas. Time just gone 10 minutes to 1 here on the CR White Clock. Time to join Seamus Murphy for the lunchtime programme.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to our bank holiday lunchtime program on this bank holiday Monday. Hopefully, whatever you'll be doing for the bank holiday, you'll enjoy yourself. There's plenty of activity around the area, particularly music-wise. More about that a little later on. Not such a hectic weekend of sport, but whatever sport is there, we'll give you the reports of that during the course of our program. We'll look ahead to some of the fixtures that are coming up during the week, and we might even dig back into our archives to see what's happening in the years gone by here on CRY. All to come in today's program, but first of all, a new release out for Trish O'Brien and her band, and the band are called Paradise, and Trish O'Brien, of course, is the daughter of former Dixie singer Brendan O'Brien, doing nicely for herself in the business at the moment. This is her latest offering. It's called Heatwave.
My heart, I can't stop from crying. It's tearing me up.
That's what it sounds like there. Trish O'Brien and her band Paradise and her latest offering. It's called Heatwave, and I'm sure it'll do pretty well for her. But then, any of you who might have been interested in boxing and might have been watching the World Championship fights over the weekend, I suppose you couldn't help but been completely befuddled and bemused by the entire events. And it really was, bemusing was probably an understatement, because the events that followed both championship fights for the welterweight championship of the world were absolutely amazing. None the least, of course, was Lloyd Hunnigan's fight, his fight against a guy called Young Kil Chung of South Korea, who was riding around in agony for about 5 minutes for some funny reason. Granted, a low blow, but certainly for to be wriggling around like that for 5 minutes without even making an attempt to get up was, to say the least, unsportsmanlike. And it seemed that if he was trying to get Hunnigan disqualified, I've no doubt Hunnigan would probably have beaten him anyway, because he was getting on top. But it really was a low blow, and there's no doubt that many people in boxing and outside of boxing as well, sports fans, reckon that if a low blow is struck, then the fighter should be disqualified. That's if the low blow was deliberate. And in the case of Hunnigan's, it certainly looked deliberate to me anyway, looking at it on the replays once again. And they reckon that just to have a point deducted for a blow like that, even though you could be, in other words, what they're saying is that you could be miles ahead on points and strike a blow like that to put a guy away to finish it early and still only be deducted a point. So there's something to be said there, and I'm sure one that the authorities will have to look at. The other fight, well, that was equally amazing, because the end of the sixth round, when the bell went, the defending champion, Marvin Sterling, walked right into a haymaker, which was a little bit late, to say the least. And he walked into a haymaker from a guy who, I suppose, by all accounts, shouldn't have been in the same ring with him. But he certainly did land it, and a pretty big one it was as well. But down it went, a fella called Molinaris, and down went Sterling. Didn't get up, had no hope at all of getting up. And the controversy now continues, because there's appeals been lodged and this and that. And it seems, to say the least, that the referees were a little bit lacking in their ability to deal with situations like this. But we had a great old chat about it over the weekend, a number of guys interested, not alone in boxing, but interested in sport, and it would seem by all accounts that the referees, certainly or the power that be, didn't live up to expectations in both counts. Two of the most controversial fights I've ever seen, back-to-back in America, Atlantic City, and I'm sure they'll be talked about for quite a long time. Right, let's move on with some more music. Nice soft one now from Sean O'Shea, whom we haven't heard of for quite some time. This one I'm sure you'll recognise. It's called I Know My Love.
I love him the best, and a troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, funny boys have few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? There is a dance house in Marrakech, and there my true love goes. Every night he takes a strange girl upon his knee, and don't you think now that angers me? And still she cried, I love him the best, and a troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, funny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? I know my love. wide world over, in some foreign town he may chance to tarry, and some foreign maiden he'll surely marry. And still she cried, I love him the best, and the troubled mind sure will know no rest. And still she cried, honey, he might have few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?
Massive anniversary sale is now on at 111 North Main Street, Yall, with quality electrical and furniture at giveaway prices. What about this good purchase? An electric iron for less than half price at £4.99. And this fabulous free offer. 1 year's free supply of Persil Automatic with every Philips Automatic washing machine purchased. You get Hoover twin tub washing machines for £345. Vacuum cleaners at £69. Curling tongs, £4.95. Hair dryers, £10.95. Hair stylers, £9.95. 14-inch remote control colour TV at £249. Clock radios at £14.95. Walkmans, £10.95. A fridge, £139. Fridge freezer, £269. Radio recorders from £29.95. And you can buy at competitive prices and pay over 1 to 3 years. Hennessy's massive anniversary sale is now on with quality bargains at 111 North Main Street, Yall.
For a new deal of savings.
Jim Flanagan's Central Food Store, North Main Street, Yall, offer quality own brand products as well as all the top brand names. Centra cheese slices, 59 pence. Centra minerals, 1.5 litres for 65 pence. Centra orange juice, 59 pence. Centra beans, 24 pence. And Centra crisps, a 6-pack for 59 pence. Jim Flanagan's Centra Food Store, North Main Street, Yall, where shopping means saving.
For you.
Conkeo, the Yall auctioneer, is selling the following property at present. At Lower Windmill Hill, a newly reconstructed and renovated and modernised townhouse, an ideal location on level ground and central to all services. The Priory, North Main Street, ideal as a souvenir stationery shop. This is one of the town's most famous historic sites. Upper Windmill Hill, a large family home on an elevated site with a fantastic view of the harbour and town. At Dysart Grove, Killer Road, a modern bungalow in mint condition in a cul-de-sac, prime residential area. At Clonpriest, a cottage on an acre with all modern conveniences, first offer of £16,000 secures. These are but some of the numerous properties which Conkeo is selling at the moment. With a serious tightening up of the Cork County Council loans, Conkeo is able to offer special SDA loans through his agency for the Educational Building Society to persons who are not investors. For full information, contact Conkeo at 67 North Main Street, Yall, or telephone 024-92505.
Galvin's, Cork Road, Yall, main Subaru dealers. Telephone 024-93306. Top trade-in allowance against any new Subaru model. Test drive the new Subaru Signet from £6,200. Galvin's forecourt is open from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. for petrol, diesel and auto gas. We are also agents for Calicos and Gas. Avail of our new car upholstery cleaning service. Have your car professionally steam washed and hot waxed, ready to drive away like new. Top quality servicing by fully trained mechanics at keenest rates. And we now offer a late night puncture repair service. Tyres available from £6 with free fitting and balancing. And tractor tyres in all sizes, now in stock. And a special offer on part worn tyres in all sizes. Call to Galvin's, Cork Road, Yall. Telephone 024-93306.
Gavin's Grocers, 23 North Meath Street, Yall. Now open for all your grocery requirements. Full selection of cooked and cold meats available, including Brady's Home Cooked Ham. Special offer pack of 2 dozen eggs, just £1.69. Flavin's also sell homemade pâté, homemade tarts, cigarettes and sweets. Fresh bread, vegetables and milk daily. Open from 7:15 a.m. to 12 midnight, 7 days a week. Call today to Flavin's Grocers, 23 North Main Street, Yall.
And welcome back to our lunchtime programme. Right, Gaelic Games is next on the list, and Gaelic Games over the weekend. Well, a light enough programme from y'all's point of view, but by all accounts an absolute cracker of a match last night in Copperelly. That was the East Cork A Hurling Championship between Killa and Fader O'Neill's, and what a game that turned out to be. The scoreline, and who could ask for more, was 4-11 to Fader O'Neill's 2-18. That's the scoreline we have here anyway, and I'm told it was absolutely magnificent scores taken there by everybody concerned, and the standard of hurling was extremely high for a junior championship. You can probably tot up the score there. 4-11, that's 23 points, and 2-18 for Fader O'Neill's, I make that to be 24 points, although I know, is that right? Yes, it are 23 points, I should say, for Killa. And Fader O'Neill's with 2-18, 24 points. Really was an absolute cracker of a match. I think I had the scoreline right there. I'm not quite sure. We'll check that out again. But I was speaking to people who were at the match last night, and they hadn't witnessed anything quite like it in junior championship games for quite some time. Now, there are some other matches on that we'll have to mention. Tonight, in the minor football championship, Yall will be taking on Middleton at Lisgold. That match is on at 7:30. And we wish the Yall lads well. Hopefully they'll come back with a trophy. And on Wednesday night, in the Junior A Football League, Yall will play Ahada in Copperelly again at 7:30. On Thursday night in the Junior B Football League, Yall will play Ballinacorra. That match is again in Copperelly. And on Friday the 12th, which is a little bit away yet, there's the Junior A Football Championship semi-final when Yall will play Killa in Castlemartyr. Also, the Cork Schoolboys Tour to Australia. You already know about that. Vincent Murray is the All representative on that, and that team are heading off tomorrow, and we wish Vincent the bon voyage and hope that he'll have a wonderful tour and that everything will go well for them. I'm sure the matches probably in a way will be to the back of their minds, because the chance of going down under and viewing what is supposed to be such a lovely country, I'm sure will be uppermost in the minds of the lads. But I'm sure they'll knuckle down to the games as well that they have lined up, and we can only wish them well. They'll be playing under the compromise rules, I'm told, and it'll be interesting to see how they adjust to that. That's the post-primary Cork County post-primary under 17 team, of which Vincent Murray is a member, and heading off down under tomorrow. And once again, good wishes to Vincent and all concerned. On the national front yesterday, well, there was all sorts of drama unfolding at Croke Park during the Leinster final, when Charlie Redmond, of course, made Meade's day. 3 points ahead, what a situation to be in, or your team, I should say, 3 points behind, and then awarded a penalty, which was in fact the very last kick of the match. And up comes Charlie Redmond and the Polo Liberal as well. Decided that a point would probably be the most that he could get out of it, and the ball went over the bar. I'm sure he had to go for a goal, but if he did, it was a pretty poor attempt, and Meath were, I suppose, left off the hook on that particular occasion. But the ball was kicked out, and that was the end of the match, and Meath ended up winners by 2-5 to Dublin's 9 points. Dublin did have a player sent off in the game as well, and it seems to be a regular occurrence with Dublin when it comes to major matches like that, whether it's the heat of the moment or whether it's just that the temperament gets a little bit hot and bothered during those occasions, I don't know. But Dublin do seem to have a habit of losing players through their own mistakes in matches that particularly championship matches in the heat of the moment. Anyway, Meath will now go on to contest the semi-final of the All-Ireland. They'll be playing the Connacht winners, and what's the betting on another Cork-Meath final this year? Should be interesting there, but poor old Charlie Redmond, what a disaster for him, and I'm sure he probably didn't sleep much last night. Or did he? Maybe he's a guy that just took it all in his stride. But interesting matches coming up, and of course we look forward with great interest to the 14th of August, when Cork will be taking on Monaghan in Croke Park in their All-Ireland semi-final, and that'll be coming up within the next fortnight, I'm sure, and that's one we look forward to.
A college degree with no use for it, get up Mary, you'll be late, go to school to educate so that someday they may emigrate. It's Gracie, days away in 1988. Your people have waited far too long. Step out from your Mercedes car. Stop reaching for the stars and make Ireland a better place to live in. Now I must sign a dreaded joke. Mark my X and sign it. Cash it in at the post office. Spend it or save it. Now the papers read more unemployed. Another step in a downward slide. And with health cutbacks on my mind, it's crazy. Ireland, will you please await to 1988? Your people have waited far too long. Step out from your Mercedes cars. Stop reaching for the stars. And make Ireland a better place to live in. Well, here we are in 88. A good year, or is it? While Dublin is a thousand years, happy birthday to you. So let's make 88 a happy year, in spite of all our fears. Ireland, we still love you and need you. Ireland, will you please away to 1988? Your people have waited far too long. Step out from your Mercedes cars. Stop reaching for the stars. Ireland, a better place to live in, and make Ireland a better place to live in.
Be nice if it could happen, wouldn't it? That was a guy called Seamus McGee. That's a track from his latest EP, which is doing nicely for him at the moment. And that single was called Ireland 88. Nice track and a nice country singer. Now let's run through some community notices before we forget them. We have a wedding dress for sale. It's a size 10. Used only once, low mileage, pure white satin. And for details, you can contact Mary at 024-97386. Found lost in Catherine Street. Well, straying in Catherine Street, I suppose, would be the best way out of it. A black Labrador pup. It's male. It's around 8 or 9 meters old, and you can contact us here at COY and we'll give you details of that. We have a silver identity bracelet in our possession here. There's a name inscribed on it, and if anybody thinks they might have lost that, well, you can contact us here at COY. Also, to remind you that the Actor Exhibition, which opened yesterday at St. Paul's Church in Ardmore, is continuing today and again tomorrow. The proceeds of that exhibition will be going towards charity. We have a 1977 Ford Escort Estate for sale. There's a new engine fitted. The first offer of £250, and it's in perfect mechanical order, as you would expect, with a new engine fitted. You can ring us here at COY and we'll give you the name and address of who to contact. We have 50 to 60 feet of water hose for sale. It's 3/4 inch in diameter and it is reinforced. The number to ring there is 92932. Back to Labrador puppies. We have 2 Labrador puppies, 7 weeks old, to give away, and you can contact us here again at COY. We don't have the dogs in our possession here, but we can give you the address of who to go to. We're also looking to find a black triathlon racer, which was last seen outside Perks Amusements on Thursday. That's Thursday last. And if you're any information about that, there's a reward being offered, and you can contact us here, please, at COY. Now, we are running down the full list of the Yall United Soccer Club's draw. For those of you who might have missed it, The first prize of the car went to Sarah O'Regan of Sweetfield Estates. We congratulate Sarah there on winning that fabulous prize. Second prize, £1,000 to John McCarthy of Main Street, Ardmore. Peter Gillen of Carol Murray's Furniture won £500. £300 to Mary Cronin of Blackwater Heights. £200 to Noel Hogan of North Main Street. And £100 each to Leslie Snell of North Main Street. William Maguire of Muckley's Tool Hire in Middleton. Patrick Welch of 9 O'Reilly's Terrace. Hugh Kelleher of South Main Street. And David Moore of Aglish. And the club, of course, have asked to thank everybody who participated in this week's draw, which was held at the Yew Tree Lounge. And the next draw, we're told, will be... No, we don't have the date for the next draw. We do. It's on the 27th of August at the New Bar. And the charity to benefit from the collection on the night, in fact, was CASA. That was the charity to benefit from the collection that was taken up, which is normal procedure at all the draws, that CASA benefits from the one taken up last Saturday night. Our final notice is that the Mass Band recital will be here in Yall on Sunday, August the 7th, St. Mary's Brass and Reed Band, plus other visiting bands from Cove, Middleton and Fermoy will be involved in that, and they'll be featuring a wide range of music, marches, classical overtures, musical themes and popular arrangements, and that's not to be missed. We don't have a venue yet, though we reckon it might be Green Park, but we keep you informed of that during the week. But it should be an exciting day there. Mass Bands, a recital here in Yall on Sunday next, August the 7th. Right, with that we'll take a break. Back again very shortly.
Calflavin Limited, 100 North Main Street, Yall, for the best in TV and video. We stock all leading brands including Sony, Panasonic, Sanyo, Luxor and Philips. TV and video sales and rentals at keenest prices. Excellent service and finance arranged. New titles added to our video library every week. We offer special weekend rates for video film hire. Call today to Calflavin TV and Electrical, 100 North Main Street, Yall. Telephone 024-92026.
When confronted by miles and piles of bland brands, knock the lot. Go for the best and get it for less at L&N Superstores. Shelf after shelf, L&N Superstores are chock full of household names you know and trust, like 410 gram Hellmann's Mayonnaise, 129, Denny's Steak and Kidney Pie, 99 pence, and 440 gram Bachelor's Beans, 29 pence. Forget the bland brands, go for the best. Get it for less at L&N Superstores today.
Conkeo, the All Auctioneer, is selling the following property at present. A Kinlatora, just 2 miles from town, a meticulously maintained bungalow on an attractive, mature site. A pleasure to show and to sell. A South Main Street, a residential business premises in excellent condition. A Ballymacoda, a beautifully presented bungalow on a large site with a magnificent view of the surrounding countryside. At Ballydassoon, 2.5 miles from Yall, a cottage on a half acre, completely modernised with pleasant rustic setting. At Lower Cork Hill, a completely modernised two-storied home in excellent condition with a vehicular entrance to the garden at the rear. At Knockaberry, a large family bungalow with show home quality throughout with a marvellous view of the beach and bay. At Ladies Bridge, a nice family home in the village in outstanding condition on a large site, reasonable reserve for immediate sale. These are but some of the numerous properties which Conkeo is selling at the moment. With the serious tightening up of Cork County Council loans, Conkeo is able to offer special SBA loans through his agency for the Educational Building Society to persons who are not investors. For full information, contact Conkeo at 67 North Main Street, Yall, or telephone 024-92505.
Claire's Restaurant, 140 North Main Street, Yall, beside the Allied Irish Bank. Open 7 days from 10 to 5.30 and 6 nights from 7 to 9.30. Specialising in homemade soups, lasagnas, shepherd's pies, pizzas and curries. Lunch of the day for just £3.95. Enjoy a cup of Bewley's coffee and homemade gatto in pleasant homely surroundings. Evening meals served Monday to Saturday from 7 to 9.30pm. Sunday lunch from 12.30 to 2.30 for just £6.75. Call to Claire's Restaurant, 140 North Main Street, Yall, beside the Allied Irish Bank.
Sport and Leisure Yall now have summer stock at super bargain prices. Two-man tents at £39.95. Barbecue sets at £39. Two mandingies, only £23.95. Rucksacks with frames from £29. Sport and Leisure now have in stock a complete range of bags, rucksacks, day sacks and backpacks at giveaway prices. Full range of junior, college and senior tennis rackets now in stock. Umbrellas only £2.55. And a special price, Gutbusters, only £3.75. Full selection of fishing and survival kits and snooker cues at giveaway prices. Call today and see the selection and more at Sport and Leisure, Clock 8, y'all.
Cards as usual tonight at Dempsey's Cobblestone Inn. 45 drive every Monday and Wednesday night, commencing at 9 o'clock sharp. The jackpot now stands at £106 on 10 games, and any pair winning 7 games in a row, they win £25. The weekly pool is £86 on 16 games. Fabulous cash prizes to be won, and all monies taken in will be given out in prizes. For card lovers, it has to be the Cobblestone Inn, where service is the aim, entertainment is the game, and Dempsey is the name. For a moment, if we may, we've got an inquiry in about a match that's on this evening. It's the MFC final, and it's St. Enda's Middleton. It's St. Enda's and Middleton, and this match was announced in Copperelli that the match would be in Castle Martha, but here on our sheet it's down as being in Lisgould at 7:30. So we're just wondering if somebody could phone in and confirm, is the match in Castle Martha or in Lisgould?
Sound. And I don't know what came over me. For a moment I could hear the pleading of a soldier's voice, kept calling in my ear, meet me at the to sing a freedom song. Come soon, I cannot wait. I looked around to see this man, but nobody was there. In the distance I could hear the drums, yet a stillness filled the air. I could see, he said his name was Polycus, and he kept on calling me, meet me at the pillar, son, please meet me there at noon. Meet me at the pillar, son. It still is not too late. It's time to sing a freedom song. Come soon, I cannot wait. Meet me at the pillar.
McCann drifting into the background there, and that great old favourite, Meet Me at the Pillar. Right, we're approaching a little over the halfway stage of our programme. We have a little dig back into the archives today to see what we could dig out. Being Bank Holiday weekend, there's not much happening sports-wise, so we decided we'd have a little look into the historical past of CRY and see what we could come up with. We came up with a very interesting programme, and over the course of the next few months, we'll be digging out quite a share of programmes, in fact, that were done in the past here in CRY, picking out some snippets of interviews for them, or from them, from all around the area, from y'all and the surrounding areas like Clashmore, Killa, Ladysbridge, Ardmore, which is where we are today. Back on the 19th of March, in fact in 1980, Pananooch and Tor headed off over to Keeble's Bar in Ardmore, where they met some very interesting characters from the Ardmore area. One of them was the then chairman of the Ardmore Sea Angling Club, James Maloney, and he spoke to Paddy Mulcahy.
Well, the club was founded away back in the early 50s, but then to go back to our sponsors, we had some tremendous sponsors, such as Mr. Paul McCarthy down in Modern Kitchens, who has been sponsoring programs for our club for the past number of years. Now, he usually come up every year with something in the region of £400 to £500 worth of prizes, which is tremendous, I must say, for such a small club in such a country area such as Armagh. But we have had anglers from overseas visiting. We had had anglers from Dublin for big competitions. Now, Modern Kitchens attract an awful lot of anglers. There's at least, I'd say, anything in the region of 115 to 120 fish net competition every year. Now, we have the club divided into two sections. We have a juvenile section as well. And the main interest, I suppose, is in the juvenile section. And there again, we have a tremendous amount of people who sponsor those competitions for the juveniles. We have John Keevers here, sponsor a competition every year for the juveniles. And with last year now, he put up a gold, silver and bronze medal, a terrific prize. And we hope that he's doing the very same thing again now this year for the juveniles. And that's a tremendous prize for any juvenile. Value is of outstanding value. Those medals are outstanding value.
Very good, Jen. What type of angling now? Like, is it boat or shore?
No, all shore. All shore. It's a shore, sea angling shore company club we have. And we have a good membership. I'd say we have a membership now in the region of, I'd say, 60 at the present time. And another thing, we have one member of our club, Dave Lewis, has caught four specimens since the 1st of January this year.
What type?
Flounders.
Yeah.
Ranging in weight from 3 pounds up.
But how do you arrange then the day of the competition? How do you arrange, like, where such a fellow's going to fish and so forth? Will you tell us something?
On the morning of the competition, our club work out on pints. You win your prize on a pints system. Now, the men that get the highest number of pints, you get a pint per fish and a pint per pound weight, and that's how you decide on the winner. Now, we have had fairly heavy weights last year, though the fish weren't as plentiful as other years. But still, people came in with anything up to 20 pounds weight, which was fair good weight.
But what type of fish in particular now would you be catching here?
Well, we don't fish for any particular type. There's a good selection of fish. You have flatfish, bass, you have mullet, and dogfish, and ray, and skate, and you get an awful, a good variety of fish.
But how do you allocate the positions now for the different anglers?
Oh yes,
you know?
Well, we have a draw. We put up stakes and all along the shore, and all the tickets then are put into a hat number, and you draw out the numbers, and that they place the competitor in accordance with the number that he picks.
And how wide is the area that that particular competitor can fish in?
Well, the two-day competition now this year, and it was the same last year for Modern Kitchens, and you see, you have to have prizes as well for both days. Now, they regulated that you give a prize the first day for the winner, whoever has the most, but that don't qualify him for the furniture prize at all. He has to go on and he win it in on the fine system over 2 days.
Over 2 days, yeah.
Yeah.
But they just, it's all like ground fishing there, as you say. Can they do spinning as well as ground fishing?
You can spin off the rocks now, Whiting Bay over by the... the island there, you can spin there, or you can spin out the rocks from Armour here, out off the corner of the Holy Well out there by St. Eklund's, you can...
But as regards the ground fishing, as regards the ground fishing now, is it hard to get like bait?
No, we have no great problem though, it is a little scarce early in the year. We can get plenty lugworm in Whiting Bay, and you can get them down here even in the boat cove and understand in Armour. No
right.
problem.
Thank you very much, James. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much. A big hand for James, please.
Thank you very much, sir.
And now,
there you are. Well, Paddy drifts into the background there. That takes us right back to March, in fact, of 1980, when CRY's Pan Ooch on tour paid a little visit to Ardmore, and James Maloney there was the then chairman of the Ardmore Sea Angling Club and gave a very good account of himself as well when called upon to do so. Right, we'll take a break and we'll be back very, very shortly. Pullman's Hackney Service, 39 South Main Street, Yall. The most efficient Hackney service at the most competitive prices. There's no call-out charge and distance is no object. Available for all types of journeys, including outings, matches and weddings, a speciality. Ring Pullman's Hackney Service now at 024-93394 and Jim will fix it for you.
When confronted by miles and piles of bland brands, knock the lot. Go for the best and get it for less at L&N Superstores. Shelf after shelf, L&N Superstores are chock full of household names you know and trust. Like 440 gram Bachelor's Peas for 27 pence, Pepona Fly Strip 179, and Johnson & Johnson's Baby Shampoo Twin Pack 249. Forget the bland brands, go for the best. Get it for less at L&N Superstores today.
Bank Holiday Entertainment at the Desha Bar Clashmore. On Bank Holiday Monday night, Paddy O'Brien.
In Boston town, I settled down.
Tuesday night, it's Monster Bingo with a jackpot on 57 calls. Thursday night, it's a 45 drive. And coming on Monday, the 8th of August, Brendan O'Brien. You want Bank Holiday Entertainment at its best with Paddy O'Brien on Bank Holiday Monday night at the Desha Bar Clashmore.
The journey back since 1969. So you think that you're in love with me? Well, you listen to what I say. You're too young to come with me, Karen. I'll soon be on my way. So stop your silly crying now. How can I make you see? I am a gypsy rover, and you can't come with me. When your ma was not with you, you'd like my long brown ringlets and my handkerchief of blue. But though I'm very fond of you and you ask me home to tea, I am a gypsy rover and you can't marry me. I was a poacher and I hunted your large quail. Your daddy is a gentleman and your mommy's just as grand. Ah, but I'm a gypsy rover, love. I'll not be your husband. Go home, girl, go gypsy. Leave go of my jacket now, your love will have to wait.
lovely stuff there. Hugo Duncan and a little piece called The Gypsy, and that's part of a four-track EP that he has on release as well. And included in those are a number of other tracks which would be very well associated with Hugo Duncan, If Those Lips Could Only Speak, Red to Ring Your Mother Wore, and an old Joe Dolan hit, My Own Peculiar Way. New records, well, they're coming on the scene now by the new time, particularly Irish artists, and they're all beginning to make the breakthrough. Some of them that have been down and are now back on top again. Well, Dermot O'Brien is one such man. Had a difficult time here in Ireland over the last couple of years, then decided to immigrate, went from the top of his profession way down to the bottom, went out to New Jersey in America and started to climb back up again, and it's there in New Jersey that he recorded an absolutely beautiful album, the album simply entitled Dear Old Ireland. If you're a fan of Dermot O'Brien, if you like that kind of music, then it's as good an album as you're likely to get. We'll take a track from that now, the best one I think on it. It's called Dublin 62.
Say that, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and everything you saw, and tell us all the things used to do. So I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's as clear as yesterday. For how could I forget that summer when we met? It was Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny and all our skies were blue in Dublin town 1962. Down again, walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park when the lights glowed in the dark, danced in Cleary's and the Metropole. Even time, it felt so good to have you by my side, and we watched the mailboat sail, paper boys cried herald and mail in Dublin town in 1962. Dublin town, 1962. Like many more, kissed it all goodbye, sailed away to give our luck a try. In this land across the sea that's been good to you and me, where our children play as we once used to do. really quite a tale. We can see you have the spirit of the gale, and we know there's no regret, and we're very glad you met in Dublin town.
Hackney Servers, 39 South Main Street, Yall, the most efficient Hackney Servers at the most competitive prices. There's no call-out charge and distance is no object. Available for all types of journeys, including outings, matches and weddings, a speciality. Ring Bullman's Hackney Service now at 024-93394 and Jim will fix it for you.
Yall Joinery, Store Street, Yall, for all your doors and windows. We specialize in off-standard sizes. We will fit a standard size solid teak door with frame, lock and hinges for just £210. Without a frame, £150. Have you ever thought of designing your own furniture? We have a variety of styles available, and we will also make up your own size and style in mahogany, oak, pine and cherry. Free quotations available. Contact Yall Joinery at Store Street, Yall, next to the Scout Hall. Telephone 024-92056.
For sale, a quantity of topsoil. For further information, telephone 024-92946 any evening after 6 p.m. That's a quantity of topsoil for sale. For details, telephone 024-92946 any evening after 6 p.m. And welcome back to our lunchtime programme as we just prepare to head off into the Wild Blue Yonder. And I suppose we couldn't go without giving a mention to the Michael Jackson concert, both concerts in Cork over the weekend. And isn't it great to see that we can hold our heads up high, probably out ahead of anybody else in Europe, that so many people can congregate in one area without as much as an angry word. And aside from a couple of minor incidents, by all accounts the authorities were absolutely delighted with the behaviour of the crowd. And that speaks volumes for the Irish, I'm sure. 130,000 people converging on Páirc Uí Chaoimh over the weekend, and incidents of a very minor nature were all that were reported. Nothing more than you would get on a normal weekend in the city, and that certainly speaks volumes for the Irish to say that they can get together in such huge numbers and just enjoy themselves and absolutely no hassle to anybody. I met a few people over the weekend who were at the concert on Saturday night. They gave their reactions to the concert. Some were pretty good, others not so good. One suggested that the music was kind of secondary because so much effects were put into the stage work that you'd be waiting for something to happen and you'd be kind of taking your mind off the music. Well, maybe that could be the case as well, but I understand the show was absolutely superb and everybody enjoyed it. A little bit cramped for space, I was told as well, but then you'd expect that with over, I suppose, 55,000-60,000 people, if not more, inside in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Páirc Uí Chaoimh can be a little difficult, in fact, with about 40,000, let alone 60,000, but it definitely speaks volumes for the goodwill and the behaviour of the Irish people to say that so many people can congregate in the one area over the weekend, and yet the authorities can report such a quiet weekend that everything went well, and that certainly is a plus and one that we can be very proud of. So I suppose the best thing we could do now, I didn't play a record from Jackson leading up to the concert, but I'm going to rectify that right now. This is one that we don't hear him singing very often. It's a little thing called It's the Feeling in Love. How should I say, the falling in love.
I ever
don't mean that I don't know where we are. And though I found myself attracted to you, this time I'm trying not to go too far, 'cause no matter how we start, it is the same.
Himself there, Michael Jackson, and a little thing called It's the Falling in Love, and by all accounts he was very impressed with Cork and very impressed with the Irish people. Wouldn't you be if you were walking away with £1 million? But anyway, I'm sure hearing that. With that, on a high note, I suppose we'll finish our lunchtime programme for today. Thank you for listening. I'll be here again tomorrow, usual time, that's 12:30, and I look forward to your company then. Until then, enjoy what's left of the weekend.
You're listening to Community Radio Yall, broadcasting on medium wave and VHF to Yall Town, the surrounding areas. The time is just 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. Just before we join Eugene Crotty now for the afternoon show, just to let you know about that little query we put out there a while back. It's about the Minor Football Championship. Well, we had that match down here as to take place in Lisgoold, but it is not in Lisgoold at 7:30. Please note, not in Lisgoold. Certainly hope that the person who phoned in is listening. The match is in Castle Martyr. So that's the Minor Football Championship, the final versus, that's Middleton. That match, it's the final. It's in Castle Martyr at 7:30. Right, well, just before we hand you over now to Eugene Crotty, we had a gentleman in here and he lost a set of keys on last Saturday night. He's not sure where he lost them. He's not even sure where he left them. He said he could have left them in some bar or they could have fell out of his pocket somewhere, but he needs them urgently. So if anybody has found a set of four keys in a bunch and as I say, you phone them Saturday night or even sometime Sunday morning, would you please hand them in here to us at Community Radio Yall, as the gentleman who lost them is very, very anxious indeed to get them back. And there is a reward. So if you've come across four keys and a bunch lost on Saturday night, the gentleman, not sure where he lost them, but hand them in here to us at Community Radio Yall, and there's a reward. Right, let's join Eugene Crotty for the afternoon show.
Good afternoon
with Eugene Crotty.
Good afternoon to you, a bank holiday Monday afternoon with yours truly, Eugene Crotty, till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Called Stuck With You. Now later on the afternoon we'll be having, you never can tell what's going to happen on this program, but the chart should be coming up at around 3:15.
Weekend music,
it's a bank holiday, extended weekend today, and I hope that you're enjoying the day off work. Non-stop music, you're going to get very little chat today. It's the sound of Johnny Hates Jazz.
I'm
Crossy.
Don't call me baby.
Beehive there in a song called Don't Call Me Baby. Find out a little later on where they are in the new chart, and because they have a new record out. Fortunately, we don't have that for you at the moment, but hopefully next week we might have it. You see, there you go. That's the slowness of Golden Discs in Cork. Now, talking about being in Cork, I was there Saturday morning, and I could have nearly sworn I was in Dublin. If you close your eyes and listen to everyone shouting around about you, you would have thought you were in Cork with all the Dublin touts that were on the streets, and they were on the streets at 9 o'clock in the morning, very early, selling tickets. And well, if you bought a ticket off a tout, well, I hope that he didn't skin you too much. And unfortunately, of course, per usual, like big concerts, plenty of dud tickets going around the place. An awful lot of people were caught with dud tickets. I must believe that if you are going to a concert, you're absolutely a wally if you buy tickets from anyone that you're not too sure about. The only place that I'd ever buy concert tickets is in the actual outlets, the official outlet of a place where they're selling tickets. But anyway, I suppose that is bound to happen, and it happens worldwide, even on the football circles and all that. Right, we'll take a short break right now.
Hennessy's massive anniversary sale is now on at 111 North Main Street, Yall, with quality electrical and furniture at giveaway prices. What about this scoop purchase? An electric iron for less than half price at £4.99. And this fabulous free offer, 1 year's free supply of Persil Automatic with every Philips Automatic washing machine purchased. You get Hoover twin tub washing machines for £345, vacuum cleaners at £69. Curling tongs £4.95, hair dryers £10.95,
Hair stylers, £9.95. 14-inch remote control colour TV at £249. Clock radios at £14.95. Walkmans, £10.95. A fridge, £139. Fridge freezer, £269. Radio recorders from £29.95. And you can buy at competitive prices and pay over 1 to 3 years. Hennessy's massive anniversary sale is now on with quality bargains at 111 North Main Street, Yall.
Claire's Restaurant, 140 North Main Street, Yall, beside the Allied Irish Bank. Open 7 days from 10 to 5.30 and 6 nights from 7 to 9.30. Specialising in homemade soups, lasagnas, shepherd's pies, pizzas and curries. Lunch of the day for just £3.95. Enjoy a cup of Bewley's coffee and homemade gatto in pleasant homely surroundings. Evening meals served Monday to Saturday from 7 to 9.30 p.m. Sunday lunch from 12.30 to 2.30 for just £6.75. Call to Claire's Restaurant, 140 North Main Street, Yall, beside the Allied Irish Bank.
Why not call to Derry's Tyre Centre, 36 South Main Street, Yall, where you can avail of keenest prices on all new and remold tyres. Stockists of all leading brands, including lorry, tractor, Land Rover and forklift tyres. Derry's Tyre Centre offer a fast puncture repair service while you wait, and free fitting and balancing with all tyre purchased. Increase the life of your tyres by up to 25%. Avail of our most modernised electronic wheel balancing, wheel alignment or tracking. Bring your lorry tyres back to new life with expert regrooving. Derry's Tyre Centre is open 6 days a week from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or for emergencies, telephone 93244. You can depend on reliability at Derry's responsibility. Call to Derry's Tyre Centre, 36 South Main Street, Yall, or telephone 024-93244.
Weekend entertainment this weekend at Clancy's Railway Bar, Yall. Bank Holiday Monday from 4 to 6 o'clock, a jazz session in the afternoon with the Swing King. And on Bank Holiday Monday night from 9.30 to 11.30, it's Gordon Coleman again. So for a great weekend of music entertainment, it's Clancy's Railway Bar, Yall. Okay, welcome back to us on the Bank Holiday Monday edition of the afternoon show. COI 202, 99.2 FM with Madonna.
Feeling
Madonna, and she's causing a commotion. Now, please don't bother ringing us on your the telephone lines tonight or today, because they're inoperable this afternoon, at least anyway up to around 4 o'clock. So if you're thinking of giving us a tingle here at CRY, fortunately, you'll be wasting your time. All right, so take note of that. Now, non-stop music, very little chat today. I mean, who wants to hear chat on a bank holiday Monday? Good entertaining music, that's all we're going to give you. Well, at least I hope we will anyway.
Well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give?
Noel Mackey, auctioneer, valuer, and estate agent, 112 North Main Street, Jaw, offered the following properties. The most attractive, spacious bungalow with large gardens and many extras. At number 2, Kilcoran Park, a superb family residence in immaculate condition. In the Strand, a lucrative business in prime location. And a spacious residence, suitable for family home or guest house. In Yall, a thriving guest house as a going concern in a lovely area. At Green Cloyne, an attractive residence of character. Cottages at Ahavine, Ballymacoda, Ballybergen, Knockanore, Tallow and Newport. At Mona Tray, a fine bungalow on 8 acres. A nice compact bungalow on 10 acres overlooking the sea. Due to our sub-offices in London and Leeds, we require many more properties in all areas. For details, contact Noel Mackey, auctioneer, valuer and estate agent, 112 North Main Street, Yall. Telephone 024-92419 or 92065.
He didn't just practice calling bids both night and day.
Hennessy's Furnishings, Yall, a world of quality furniture. With a large selection of three-piece suites, wall units, kitchen tables and chairs, luxury beds, single and double, bunk beds, a superb range of occasional furniture, plus the latest in washing machines from Philips. Whether you're decorating from top to bottom, looking for an addition to your home, or gift hunting for family and friends, you'll find all you need at Hennessy's Furnishings, Yall, on 024-92595.
Galvin's, Cork Road, Yall, main Subaru dealers. Telephone 024-93306. Top trading allowance against any new Subaru model. Test drive the new Subaru Signet from £6,200. Galvin's forecourt is open from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. for petrol, diesel and auto gas. We are also agents for Calicoes and Gas. Avail of our new car upholstery cleaning service. Have your car professionally steam washed and hot waxed, ready to drive away like new. Top quality servicing by fully trained mechanics at keenest rates. And we now offer a late night function repair service. Tyres available from £6 with free fitting and balancing. And tractor tyres in all sizes, now in stock. And a special offer on part worn tyres in all sizes. Call to Galvin's, Cork Road, Yall. Telephone 024-93306.
Apple Annie's of 53 South Main Street, Yall, now have a delicious new pastry line, including vol-au-vents, Danish pastry and cream slices with fresh cream and fruit daily. You'll find a mouth-watering selection of rolls, including raspberry, apricot, pineapple and almond. And large cakes are a treat at Apple Annie's, with apple strudel, apple and custard and apple crown. All this new line is also available at Pasley's Super Value, Yall. Apple Annie's are open 7 days a week for your convenience. Monday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You'll find a whole range of general groceries and the freshest selection of fruit and vegetables available at Apple Annie's, 53 South Main Street, Yall. Telephone 024-92354. And Apple Annie's are also open on Bank Holiday Monday.
Tiffany's Super Sale is now on with many half-price sale offers. Clocks, jewellery boxes, gents' vanity cases and ladies' weekend cases, all at half price. Seiko, Citizen and Q&Q watches, greatly reduced, some as little as half price. In the jewellery line we have 9-carat gold, gold bangles, dress rings, chain bracelets, pendants and many more bargains, all reduced by 25%. That's 20% off a large selection of silver jewellery and 10% off our usual range of Ainsley, Balique, Donegal, Royal Tara and Waterford Crystal. And your pottery goblets, reduced from 99 pence to just 35 pence. Call today and see all the bargains at Tiffany Jewellers, Yall, next to the clock gate.
Reputation, believing in the love and get
Cause I didn't fall so easy like the ladies usually do. So here's the answer to your question. I want you all to myself. Cause I'm oh so good, good for you. No one else will ever do. No, I can't wait. I can't wait another minute.
Minute. I wonder why they can't wait another minute. Bank Holiday Monday afternoon, good afternoon to you.
No.
And I hope you're enjoying the program.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Another minute. No.
Well, of course, this week, sometime this week, Fergie is expected to go into a hospital. Because the old baby is doing very soon. But if you're watching the news over the weekend, you would have seen that the pressmen already, and they've been there for the last week. They must have sore butts by now. But anyway, they've been there at the back and the side and the front entrances to make sure that they don't miss out on that very, very famous picture of her going in and coming out. I mean, did you ever hear the likes of this? Certainly wouldn't like to be one of those reporters. Here's Pete Winfield. No, it's Pete Wiley with